Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Okay, bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, welcome back to another session of the Message of the Quran, where throughout this entire month, here from Qalam, all the different instructors and teachers and scholars at Qalam have been going through the meaning and the summary of the different ajza of the Qur'an, the different portions of the Qur'an. So alhamdulillah, the conclusion is that over the course of the month of Ramadan, we've been able to go through a summary and a discussion of all 30 ajza, all 30 juz of the Qur'an, 30 portions of the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. So here today, I'm going to be covering the 30th juz, inshallah binillah. All right? So to go ahead and get started, first and foremost, this is, of course, obviously, the 30th juz of the Qur'an. In this juz, this is such a fascinating portion of the Qur'an because it has so many of these shorter, more concise chapters, surahs of the Qur'an. So in this one juz, we have 36 chapters, 36 surahs that basically contain 564 verses. So this juz, the 30th juz, has 564 verses divided, separated up into 36 different chapters, surahs of the Quran. And when it comes to where or when these surahs were revealed, the vast overwhelming majority of them were revealed in the Meccan era. The majority of them were revealed in the Meccan era, just a few of them, a handful of them. There are some narrations that allude to the idea that Suratul Bayyina, Surah number 98, was revealed in the Medinan period after Hijrah. Suratul Nasr, Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath, which is Surah number 110, that was revealed in the Medinan period. But aside from just a couple of these surahs that were revealed after Hijrah in the Medinan period, the vast overwhelming majority of the chapters here in the 30th juz, which is known by the name Juz Amma, because Amma Yatasa'alun is the very first word, Amma is the very first word, so it's called Juz Amma, that the majority of these were revealed within the Meccan period before the migration, the Hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now, to move further along into a discussion about the meaning and the message of the 30th juz here. Before I do that, I very quickly, as we always do here, I wanted to remind everyone to go to hhrd.org/qalam to donate. We are here at the end of the month of Ramadan. And one of the things that I specifically wanted to talk about. So first of all, HHRD, Helping Hand for Relief and Development, an extremely trustworthy organization that has partnered with Qalam now for years. And I wholeheartedly recommend that you donate there, and especially the money that you have dedicated for help sponsoring orphans, feeding fuqara masakin, feeding those who are hungry and poor and in need, that give those donations at HHRD by going to hhrd.org/qalam. And I specifically wanted to remind everyone and mention about donating and contributing your zakatul fitr, your sadaqatul fitr, right? That is a responsibility. It is an obligation. And hhrd.org/qalam, if you go there, you can donate, you can give your zakatul fitr. So do that immediately. Please do not delay that. I cannot tell you how many people here in the days, in the last day or two before the day of Eid, in the last couple of days of the month of Ramadan, they hear repeatedly a reminder, people talking about, people mentioning Zakatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr. And then what happens? They show up for Salatul Eid and then they're asking me, can I give my Zakatul Fitr now? And I said, well, I mean, technically you have to give it. So yes, but you should have given it already so that it could have actually benefited somebody, right? Because the Prophet ﷺ said the purpose of one of the benefits of Zakatul Fitr is so that those who are in need are not looking for food on the day of Eid. Right? So we need to donate it right now. We need to donate it today. Zakatul Fitr is a responsibility and obligation, very important. And there's going to be a short video from Qalam explaining the significance and the the instructions on giving Zakatul Fitr. So keep a lookout for that. But go to hhrd.org/qalam and donate it. $10 per person, yourself, and anyone that you are responsible for, like your children. All right. So coming back to here now, the 30th juz. So I gave you a brief introduction overview to the 30th juz that it's got 36 different surahs within it. And it has 564 verses, very lengthy section of the Quran and very, very detailed. Overall, one of the biggest themes of this juz of the Quran, the 30th juz, is the day of judgment, the afterlife. And there's so much that can be said about that, but I will summarize it in this. One of the biggest themes of the 30th juz is accountability, responsibility, reckoning, having to answer for what you've done, receiving the reward and the benefit of the good you did, and also answering the tough questions and potentially facing the punishment for the mistakes that we've made. May Allah forgive us all. But this juz is such a powerful reminder about the fact that everything that we do in this life echoes in the afterlife. And so it's a very, very important, powerful section of the Quran in that sense. Right, so whether we're talking about amma yatasaalun anin naba'il azim, right, alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun kalla say'alamun thumma kalla say'alamun, what is this talking about? It's saying that what are they asking about? They're asking about the great event, the event that they are all in disagreement about. Well, what is that great event? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us yawma yaqumu ar-ruhu wal mala'ikatu saffa, you'll see the angels of God lined up in front of Allah, la yatakallamuna illa man adhina lahu ar-rahman, no one will be able to speak on that day except for the one whom Allah gives permission to speak. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ, that is the day of truth. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا, إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا. We are warning you about a punishment that is imminent. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْيَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْ. Once again, a reference to that day, the day of judgment, that a person will be able to see مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, what his hands have sent forth. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ, and the disbeliever will say on that day, كُنْتُ تُرَابًا, I wish I would could become dust. I wish I could become dust. The next surah, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا, that talks once again about يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, the day that a person will see what effort they made and what they sent forth for themselves, right? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, that whosoever feared standing before their Lord and prevented themselves from indulging in their desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, indeed paradise will be the abode of such a person. In Surah Abbas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the day of judgment. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, the day that a man will flee from his own brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, he will run from his own mother and father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, he will run from his wife and his children. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ, every single person will be concerned only and only about themselves. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ, some faces will be illuminated and joyous and radiant on that day. And some other faces, Allah says, يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَ تَرْحَقُهَا قَتَرَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَ, some faces will be humiliated and ruined and miserable on that day. May Allah protect us all. And those will be the disbelievers. In the next surah, Surah At-Takwir, Allah says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُبِّرَتْ, when the sun will boil over. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, the stars will come crashing down. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, the mountains will flow and move from their places. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, everything will just cease to, you know, function. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, that wild animals will completely lose their senses. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, that the oceans will boil over. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, that souls will be paired up together, will be put in different groups. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, the little baby girl that was wrongfully, oppressively buried alive will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, what sin did you commit that you were killed for? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, all the book of deeds will be spread out and scattered. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ, the sky will be split asunder. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ, that the fire of hell will be kindled and burning just ferociously. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ, paradise will be adorned and opened, ready to welcome its inhabitants. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ, and every soul will be made aware that day. Every soul will know what it has presented for itself, what it has brought to the afterlife. So, again and again, the next surah, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ, in that surah Allah says, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ, every soul will know what it did and what it did not do. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, O human being, O humanity, what has deluded you from your Lord? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ, the one who created you and perfected you and made you so, you know, beautiful. فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ, he made you in so many different faces and forms and shapes and sizes. كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ, but you deny the life of the hereafter and the reckoning before God. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ, Allah says, we are watching and over you and protecting you. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, they are the noble scribes, the angels who are writing down everything that you do. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, that the people who are righteous and devoted to Allah will end up in the gardens of paradise. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ, and the people who disobeyed Allah, who defied Allah, they will end up in the blazing pits of the fire of hell, yaslawnaha yawm ad-din, and they'll be burned therein within on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. Wama hum anha bighaibin, no one will be able to escape their fate. Wama adraka ma yawm ad-din, Allah says, how can you ever begin to understand the magnitude of that day? Thumma ma adraka ma yawm ad-din, what can finally make you understand how significant that moment will be? يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا, the day that no soul will be able to benefit another soul in the least bit. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ, that everything and everyone will be solely and only at the mercy and in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the most powerful and significant theme of the 30th Juz. And it comes up time and time again. I'm not going to go through all of it, obviously. All the examples of it. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, the person, the earth will shake that day. And أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, the earth will split up, the earth will spit up everything that it contains and it is holding. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, the human being will say, what is wrong with this? Why is it just, just vomiting out all my secrets? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, the earth will talk about all the news that it's been holding and containing, everything it witnessed that happened upon it. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, and its Lord will command it to speak. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَسْتُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, that people will be split up into all these different groups so that they can see their deeds. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, the good news is anybody who did an iota, the smallest amount of good, will see their reward on that day. But the scary thing is, anyone who did even the smallest amount of bad will be able to see it on that day, right? So this is the main theme of this particular juz. The next thing, I wanted to highlight a few other important lessons that we get from this juz before we conclude. There's a very beautiful surah, very powerful surah, I should say, surah number 83, called Suratul Mutaffifin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of it, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. All right? What does that exactly mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that cursed are, damned are, doomed are. And some of the commentators of the Quran, they even say that Wail is the name of one of the lowest and most miserable pits of hell. That it is one of the most scariest, terrifying, tragic places in the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here about them, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is destined for that terrible, that miserable place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْمُطَفِّفِينَ, the مُطَفِّفِينَ are. Now, who are exactly the مُطَفِّفِينَ, right? What do we understand about this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us himself, الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ, right? That they are people, when they are engaging in business, they make sure they get every penny, every pound, every ounce, every grain that they're supposed to get. But when they are giving to people, they are selling to people, then they cheat people. They take a little bit off the scale. They kind of mix it in with some bad portions. Then they mess around. And so people who do business dishonestly, those are the mutafifin. And Allah says, damned and doomed are those people. And this is a very important, powerful lesson, that Islam is a complete way of life. And Islam is very, very holistic. And that we need to practice our Islam in its entirety. And so how we do business, how we engage in transactions, how we deal with our finances is all a very important part of our Islam. And we gotta stop compartmentalizing and segmenting and fracturing our religion, where it's like I pray five times a day, but then I cheat people in my business. No, no, no. Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani rahimahullahu ta'ala was asked about writing a book on, you know, spirituality. And he said, I have. It's called Kitab al-Buyur. It's the book on financial transactions, the rules and regulations on how to properly conduct business. He said that doing business honestly, doing business properly, doing business with, you know, transparency and honesty is spirituality. That is spirituality. So that's a very important lesson that this juz is reminding us of here. Something else that I wanted to highlight from this particular juz is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, talking about the afterlife. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, success has been achieved by the one who purifies himself, purifies him or herself. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And remembers the name of their Lord and prays to Allah. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. That you keep preferring the life of this world, even though the life of the hereafter is better and longer lasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, in this juz, he reminds us, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Did we not give you two eyes? Did we not give you a tongue and lips? Did we not show you two ways to live your life? Now at some point, you're making your own choice. And once you make your choice, then you have to lie in the bed that you've made for yourself. I wanted to also mention here a little bit of change of pace, but nonetheless, a very beautiful message from this juz. Wadduha is a very beautiful, powerful surah, surah number 93. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Your Lord has not forsaken you, nor is your Lord angry with you. Allah has not abandoned you, and Allah is not upset with you. And sometimes we might feel that way when we're going through difficulty. But the next surah, surah number 94, surah al-Sharh, inshirah, alam nasharah, it reminds us, فَإِنَّمَا عَلْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا عَلْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. That indeed, with difficulty is ease. And indeed, with difficulty is ease. So if we're in a difficult situation, ease is very, very close behind. In this surah, in this juz, excuse me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقَوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. That we created the human being in the best of forms, Allah says. But then we also sometimes lower that human being down to be the lowest of God's creation. Except for those people who believe and do good deeds. For them is a reward that will never end. Right? So again, it's our faith and our deeds that grant us that honor. In this juz, we have the very first revelation upon the Prophet ﷺ. How fitting that when we're concluding and completing this study, we come across the verses that were the very first verses revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. اِقَرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. Read in the name of the Lord who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ. Created the human being from a clot of blood. اِقَرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. Read and always know for a fact that your Lord is the most noble and the most generous and the most kind. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمُ. He taught by way of the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ. He taught the human being that which the human being did not previously know, could not have known. All right. In this juz, of course, we have the very famous surah that we've been hearing a lot about over the last 10 days. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, the night of power. That tells us laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that the night of power is better than 1,000 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have granted all of us the night of power. Let's see here. And when it comes to worldly things, the dunya, it's very important to remember that it doesn't matter how much money you have, how many things you have, it will never ultimately fully satisfy you. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Having so much has ruined you. Until the point that there's two meanings here. The historical significance of this is حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ, that they would even brag about their dead. They would even brag over one another based off of their dead relatives. And number two is حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Some of the scholars say that you will keep on longing for more and wanting more and trying to one-up people by having more until you finally end up in the grave. Subhanallah. And in this juz, we have Surah Al-Asr, which is such a powerful summary of the life of a believer. Wal Asr, Allah swears by time that is running out. Inna al-insana lafi khusrin, that indeed all of humanity is in ruin. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, except for the people who believe and do righteous deeds. Wa tawasaw bil haqq, they remind each other to do good. Wa tawasaw bis sabr, and they remind one another to be patient. And then here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah number 110, Surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, that when the help of God and victory comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see people flocking into the religion waves upon waves, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا, then praise and glorify your Lord and seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the oft relenting and forgiving. So one of the messages here is, one of the benefits from this that comes from this is that whenever you reach the end of an endeavor, whenever you reach the end of a mission, then you want to ask Allah for forgiveness. We are here at the end of the month of Ramadan. Ask Allah for forgiveness. From now until iftar time, beg Allah for forgiveness. Tonight, ask Allah for forgiveness. Whatever time we have left, keep asking Allah for forgiveness. That's the correct thing to do. And of course, at the end of the 30th juz, we have the three beautiful surahs, the three quls as they're known. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, which summarizes our belief in Allah, that say He, Allah, is one, and He is completely independent. He doesn't need anyone. We all need Him. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, He was not born, or He did not give birth, nor was He born. He doesn't have children or parents, because those are signs of weaknesses. That's a sign of being human. He's not human. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, and there's no one like Him. And then Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, the Prophet ﷺ taught us to read these morning and evening, and Allah will provide His divine protection. So this is kind of a brief overview of the 30th juz. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about here, but I wanted to give a brief overview of it. And again, while concluding, I wanted to remind everyone of three things. Pay your sadaqatul fitr, your zakatul fitr. Do not delay. Pay it immediately and go to hhre.org/qalam. It's a great place to give your zakatul fitr. Number two is support the work that Qalam is doing by going to supportqalam.com. So we can keep doing this work, inshallah. And number three, please, please, with every moment you have left, make dua to Allah for the suffering of Muslims all around the world. Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, China, wherever there are Muslims that are suffering, make dua for them. And particularly, make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. and especially make dua for the safety and the sanctity of Masjid al-Aqsa. Jazakumullah khairan, everyone. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very, very much for watching and listening and learning. And inshallah, we hope that you'll continue to stay with Qalam and all the programs that we're doing, inshallah. For anyone who's watching, I'm pretty much just going to be going live. I'm just going to log off real quickly and then go live again for our FAQs for today. And we are particularly going to be answering questions about women's fiqh. So we're going to have Ustada Atifa on with us to answer those questions as well. So inshallah, keep a lookout and log on again. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.